That's just a glimpse into Rupa and Sanatan Goswami's teaching based upon our Vedic literature of the nature of relationships on the spiritual platform with God in the center. See if there's any comments or discussion. Anyone? Okay. Yes.
Maharaj, last year we did this experiment. We all went to Waterfall Farm nearby.
Okay.
We were inspired by hearing this example that you quote often, and we did the experiment of, drawing separately and then putting the vision at the center.
The Sunday school group did it? Yes.
I just have a question about the community that we have formed, community for Krishna consciousness, as opposed to macrobiotic community or other things. It's supposed to be eternal, because it's based on eternal truth. So, will that be eternal? How it will be eternal, can you please share something on that, or is there a possibility that it will disappear?
Everything that is, by definition, that which is spiritual is eternal, and that which is disconnected, at least in consciousness, disconnected from the Supreme, is the opposite. It's illusory. It doesn't exist factually. So if we, let's say hypothetically, someone takes up a path of spiritual life, Arjuna asks this question in Bhagavad Gita, and then they stop. They desist due to worldly mindedness. Then what happens? That relationship can become covered, but it's never lost. Any spiritual progress you make in this life is eternal. It's eternal. It may be forgotten, but it's not lost. One way the Prabhupada explained this is, in this life, if we do 5% of what we need to do, we stop there. In our next life, it's 6%. There's no such accounting in the material world. It's eternal. And the relationship with God, when it's fully restored, carries us into the kingdom of God. That's also eternal. So it can be forgotten, recovered, but not lost, not destroyed in that sense. Okay.
One of the things that consistently gets mentioned is to get over the worldly desires, love for your parents, love for your brothers and sisters, love for your wife, love for your friends, because the supreme love for God is the most important thing, in the hope that your next life or the eternal life will be fine. But to make your present life work well, it is a love for your friends, love for your family, immediate family, your kids, which makes it fun. Uh-huh. In the hope of actually making your eternal life happier, why sacrifice the fun in your present life?
Well, I have two responses. One is to the word fun, and the other is what Queen Kunti says. In Queen Kunti's prayers to Krishna, Krishna is going to leave Hastinapur and return to Dwaraka after Yudhisthira is installed as the king. Kunti stops his chariot. She has the privilege to do that. She is Queen Kunti. And in the course of her beautiful prayers, she makes a prayer to Krishna. One of the prayers is, she requests Krishna to remove her attachment for the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. And the commentary explains what she's requesting, because this is detail, but for a woman, Prabhupada writes, she has a natural affection for her father and her father's family, and for her husband and her own children. And in Kunti's case, Krishna's leaving meant that Krishna was going back to her father and her father's family, but leaving herself and her children. And if he stayed, he was depriving her father and her father's family of Krishna's association, but satisfying her and her own sons. So she was torn between these two affinities. So her prayer was, please remove the material portion of that attachment. Because there is such a thing as spiritual attachment, fortunately, where the care and affection that one has for another is not just because on the body. If that's where our affinity goes, well, you know what that means? It means we're guaranteed for big disappointment, because the body is temporary. But if the affinity goes for the soul, that's eternal. And it's real. It's the real person. So Queen Kunti's prayer is to remove the material portion. And that's what the instruction of detachment. It's not a coldness to family members. It's affection for family members on the spiritual platform. Or for that matter, any relationship. Let any relationship come to the spiritual platform. That's the message. If there's a different message that you've heard, it's an incomplete message. Now the thing about fun. You know, the definition of happiness in terms of sense gratification, vishaya vinivartante nirahasya dehinam. Krishna is indicating that there's this, vishaya means sense gratification, the happiness on the platform of the senses. Yehi samsparsha jap bhoga dukha yonaya evate. Now that's Krishna speaking. Where if, using the language of fun, if you think fun is senses contacting the objects that they have affection for, you're in for a big disappointment. Dukha yonaya evate. Distress is born out of that. Yoni means the place of birth, as in the case of a womb is yoni. The place of birth of dukkha is that expectation for having fun. But if we place the expectation for fun or happiness on the platform of the soul, then have wonderful relationships with everyone on the platform of the soul. And it doesn't yield that undesirable portion. We're expecting sukha and we get dukkha.
Yeah, but again, don't you think it's selfish to live in the society, to be doing your obligations to your loved ones, to your parents, to your children, your brothers and sisters? It is much more difficult. I mean, love is the source of all the problems in life. If you are detached from the world, you have no problem.
With the message, you're reading a different message than what was spoken here. The message is not don't love your loved ones. You're repeating that theme, and I didn't say that. Maybe some other person has said that, and you're arguing a strong argument, a straw argument. I haven't said that. Develop pure, lasting, loving relationships. And that the standard of purity is you know who the object is and who the subject is. Then love to your heart's content. That's the message. Not the other one. Rupa, another one of Rupa Goswami's very fundamental teachings for our audience here to understand. There's incomplete and complete, or he calls it palgo vairagya, false renunciation. False renunciation is rejecting that which has a relationship with Krishna and giving it up. And complete renunciation is recognizing what the relationship of things is with Krishna and acting accordingly. So a message is not give it up. The message is recognize the relationship that all things have with Krishna and act accordingly. And that which is the eternal part of relationships is the soul within. Attention must go there. Otherwise it's in this incomplete category. At best. Okay. Anything else? Yes.
Thank you so much for the wonderful presentation. I have a small question. Regarding keeping Krishna or God as the center of, as the object of all the relationship and in servitude, it is very good, but I have a question regarding the practical applicability.
Okay. Okay.
So, like, if we have understanding of God and we are keeping, I mean, we are acting according to that, keeping God as the center of our activity. But when it comes to the mundane relationship, like with people who are having different concept of God, their center of object may not be same as our center of object. Then there can still be a problem of people.
Well, so, very good point. There's different ways of saying the same thing that you said. Another way of saying the same thing is, that's nice in a company of those that share the same value, but there's a lot of people in the workplace and so forth and so on in the world that don't have the same value or don't have the same conception. So, our role in any relationship is to be in integrity with reality. And at least the door is open for that kind of a pure relationship. And if we, with the teaching that Prabhupada has given us, is that purity is the force. If we stay in integrity with that position of purity, there's the possibility of leveraging that relationship into a pure relationship. So we don't abandon purity because of circumstance. Nor is the circumstance going to create purity. Purity is something within. So if we're in integrity with that position of purity, we're doing our part in the relationship with other people. And if there's no reciprocation, it's out of our hands, but we can extend that nonetheless. Like this, you know, point that Mother Teresa was making, a series of things. Others may not understand or share the same value or say the same purpose of serving God. Do it anyway. And do it genuinely, not in a condescending way or in some cheap way, imitation way. Try to be fully genuine in the course of living your life in that way. Then you become part of, using our common language, you become part of the solution rather than part of the problem. Okay, thank you all very much. Very patient, thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.